Greg, fantastic to see you here at the home of course, the Single and Earth Moving Bulls, God's Acre, part of the crew that is giving stake into a new season for the New South Wales Country Cockatoos and Colts and Seniors, and that's all part of what it's all about in country rugby, isn't it, wearing the gold shirt?
Cockatoos jumper is something everybody aspires to that plays in country rugby.
And of course you're part of the crew out there at Warren Pumas, and you've just hosted a magnificent event out there, the New South Wales Country Championships. Tell us a little bit about it.
We tried to set something up that was individual and a one-off, and I think we achieved that. We had a marvellous weather. It'd be good out there if it rained now. A lovely day on Saturday and another one on Sunday, and it was magnificent to see all the coastal zones go to the bush.
Yeah, it was one of those things. They do plenty of whinging when they get all the tournaments in Newcastle, Port Macquarie and Taree and Lismore, but it was about time they came out and bent their back and came out to the genuine scrub in Warren. But how did everything work there as far as the major sort of mess hall, everybody sort of interacted, and also you set up about 160 tents out there for everybody to get into as well?
Yeah, it was the first time that all the zones have been camped together. They ate together, camped together, and the fellowship that evolved out of that was really something to see. And it's got all the players, participants, and the guys that travelled out to see the weekend. They learned a lot, and I think they all had a good time.
Also, one of those things moving forward, it was great to see that Paddy Ryan made a bit of an effort to come up for the weekend as well and present the trophies.
Paddy was exceptional. He was out late that night before at Nick Phipps's wedding, but still jumped on a plane at 6:30 in the morning and was out to have award the Caldwell Cup, and it was good to see him make the effort to come out.
Of course, let's talk about the Pumas. How are we going this year in the Western Plains competition? Are we ever going to take down Tommy Cullen and his crew there at the Rams?
Yeah, well, they had a success over the Rams last week, 32-10. It was 12-10 at half time, and a battle right through till the very end, and the Pumas got away with their fitness, I think. Another battle today, taking on the Bogan Bulls in Ningen.
Great to see that the Yeomans are well rewarded for all that hard work they're doing, the juniors as well. Great to see the Cobar Camels have got some juniors on the go as well.
Yeah, our juniors are really going from step to step with the help from Beck and others. We've increased our junior participation by about 200% already this year.
And that's something that, you know, done really well with the likes of Gary Walsh and also Gus McDonald. And New South Wales Rugby have really got that vision in Sydney to help you guys out now.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of help from the DOs, the development officers. But it's driven by locals, parents, and the parents do a lot of miles with their children, and it's really appreciated.
Yeah, finally, you're putting your Western Plains hat on. If we had the chance to have a New South Wales Country Eagles game or a rep game of some sort, where would we put it on? Canamble or Warren, or, you know, somewhere out at Cobar, which is a bit of a stretch, but you think we're right to put on a rep game of some substance out there?
Certainly, yeah, I know. The participation by the smaller clubs across country, not only in Western Plains, but right across country, would be magnificent. You know, feels, I'm certainly sure, would be adequate, and we would get more people if we got an NRC game into the real bush.
Thanks for your time, Greg. We wish all the best moving forward. Congratulations with your work with Western Plains, and also the Warren Pumas. They host the New Country Rugby Championships this year.